It's always a mix of good news, bad news, and I think we've had a lot of good news in recent years, lots of progress, not only in Western countries, but in Latin America and in some other parts of the world. I think where we've seen a lot of that progress take place, and I'm thinking particularly of Latin America, North America, and Western Europe, I think the focus is going to be on consolidation and on closing the remaining gaps, the protection gaps, because it's not all about marriage. And in many of these countries, a lot more work still needs to be done, whether it's on transgender rights or whether it's the protection of children against bullying or banning so-called reparative therapies. There are all sorts of things that still need to be done. So I still expect to see a push on these issues. In many other parts of the world, of course, things are moving at a different pace. I think we'll see progress in some parts of Asia. We may see marriage in Taiwan. We may see civil partnerships in Thailand. We're still seeing discussion of anti-discrimination protections in many countries. And I think in other parts of the world where it's maybe been much more difficult and we've seen less progress, in Africa, in the Middle East, we're looking at different problems. In Africa, I think we still need to support activism. We need to build up and protect the activists. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done to make the community visible and better understood. And we need to be ready for the pushback that is inevitable whenever a community is asserting its rights. And in the Middle East, we've seen terrible violence, extremism focused on many vulnerable groups, including on people who are perceived to be gay. And the atrocities that have been carried out by some of the terrorist groups there have come to the attention of the UN Security Council for the first time, and we need to be very vigilant.
We know that LGBTI issues within businesses, it's becoming an issue that is gaining more attention. Can you talk a little bit about that aspect of the work?
I think thematically that may be one of the big stories of 2016. Business has really come to the table on this issue. It's striking to me, for the first time ever this month at the World Economic Forum at Davos, LGBT inclusion will be on the formal agenda of the World Economic Forum for the first time. And we'll have multiple other events taking place around the forum, including events at which the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, High Commissioner Zaid, will be speaking. There's much more focus now, and some of the biggest companies in the world are really committing themselves to an agenda of LGBT inclusion. They're doing it because it's compliant with their values, but they're also doing it because it's a smart thing to do. There's a very strong business case for celebrating diversity and making sure that you tap the full potential of your workforce.
And how is this issue being translated into the work of the UN?
So we're talking with business and working with them to see what role they can play in making their own workplaces safer and better and fairer for LGBT people, but also how they can, you know, look at their own business practices up and down the supply chain to make sure that they are not facilitating discrimination at any time. You know, these are often big companies that operate in a global marketplace, and they are increasingly aware that they need to pay attention to this. We're going to be producing some UN guidance for businesses that sets out in very practical ways the things that businesses can do to make sure that they are protecting people from discrimination and not promoting discrimination.